College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's apparent when you're on top, everyone wants to try to bring you down. It's a bunch of bull loney.
Nice.
That the league is helping the Kansas City Chiefs. If you got a problem with it, go beat them. Okay, the refs aren't involved in when you throw interceptions, when you fumble the ball, when you jump off sides, when you don't convert third down or fourth down or third and fourth down for short four times. They can't control that. Like, if you want to beat them, go beat them. Don't talk about it. Be about it. I'm so sick and tired of hearing people say that about the Chiefs.
Yeah, Julian Edelman gets it. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Julian, live from Radio Row in New Orleans over here. As Julian Edelman, a couple days ago, he was saying, enough. Just go beat them. The referee stuff, I know it's a story. I know it's a big one. That's why we wanted to talk about it today, but I'm just going to feel for everyone's feeling about this. I don't think the refs are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday night. I don't buy it. I don't buy it, Hugh, and I think it's become overblown. Go win the game.
I think, and we've talked about this all day, it's what people talk about when they don't have nothing else to talk about. Because as a player, man, just like Julian said, you control the narrative. You can control whether or not that ref is making those calls. If you're not out there doing bonehead stuff, giving the Kansas City Chiefs life, then there it is. The one year when Cincinnati had him on the ropes.
Yeah, Joseph Asai.
Yeah.
That was the linebacker.
Yeah, the linebacker. Dude, you have to be smart. He don't make that play, we ain't even talking about dynasty.
Well, if he didn't make that play, the Eagles are playing the Bengals 2 years ago.
Yes.
The Eagles probably win that game.
Yes. He don't make that play. Ain't nobody having a conversation about the refs or anything like that. It's stupid things that happen that you have to be aware of. I don't see anything egregious. Now, I understand that people are going to complain about the refs and all this stuff. And like I said, human error, I think, is a part of it. But to sit there and be like, oh, no, the refs got a plan at the end of the day, and they have a script that say, you know what, whatever happens, Kansas City Chiefs win by one. No, dude, that's just you making bonehead plays at the end of the game that cost you the game.
Yeah, there's no question. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. And when you call in, we'll talk this ref stuff. Who's going to be the BG of Super Bowl 59? BG himself thinks it's going to be Zach Bond. Hugh's on the Zach Bond idea. Kyle's got Nolan Smith. I said it's going to be CJ, GJ. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Keith is up next on WIP.
Hey, great show, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Keith. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Well, I tell you what, referees are employees. That's what I'm going to say about whether something is fixed or not. Because even if it is, nobody else has control over it except those people who are over top and making those decisions. None of us can say what is and what isn't if we're not sitting in those rooms. But, hey, like I said, they're employees. They have to answer someone. I think it goes in layers. This thing has layers. It's bigger than just whether they are fixing games or whether the referees are doing stuff independently. I don't think it's that at all. But that's their business. They run it like a business, so I respect that. But Hugh, I have a question for you. You, and only you can answer this as a professional who's played the game. Listen, that 2014 with Terrell Owens, yourself, and Donovan, and the rest of that team could play against any team, I think, even today. That's my feeling. But having said that, with this team, current team, already winning, already going to the Super Bowl twice, and no other equal team has done that, and if they were to win this Super Bowl, and Lord knows if they win it convincingly, and many people are about to call them the greatest team ever if they do that, can there be a little professional jealousy of players from the past because this team has a chance to do something that maybe they didn't get a chance to do?
I wouldn't say jealousy, envy. Jealousy, nah. Because I'm happy. Do I wish it was me that won the Super Bowl? Yes. But I'm genuinely happy for BG and the things that they've been able to accomplish because we all eat behind that. You know, I mean, to be honest, even though I didn't play in the game, you know, there are certain benefits that I get from them being in the game, you know, and being a part of a Super Bowl run and being a part of a legacy. So, no, as far as being jealous of them or anything like that, no, envious, definitely envious. you know, when I look at the career that BG's had, and you like, look, I would have loved to have that career, but it wasn't in the cards for me. So, I mean,
I
live vicariously through him. What'd you say?
I wish you and Ike were on this team.
Well, hell, me and Ike do, too. We do. I'm pretty sure John Ritchie does, too. But, like I said, it's not so much jealousy. It's we're part of it. We're part of the foundation. We're part of the foundation of this Eagles legacy. And you know what? Hey, we did what we were supposed to do, and this team took what we started, and they took it further. And you know, it's like when you have a prototype of something. You know, it's good, but there's always something that comes along that's going to be better. And this is what this is. This is the Eagles 3.0, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. But this is a better version of what we started. So, I'm not jealous of that.
Y'all set the tone 2014.
Yeah, not jealous of that. I look at it like this. Did what was supposed to do.
Good call, Keith. Keith, we appreciate it. Yeah, I heard, I think Ike either addressed this or was asked this a couple weeks ago. And he said something similar to you. Not jealousy. It's not in any, but it is pretty wild. Like, you guys did set the tone because the franchise before, and that's why the Andy thing is so connected to all of this.
Yeah.
Because when I was on the KC station this morning, they asked me about the feeling about Andy in Philadelphia. And I said, well, it's complicated. But the reality is, before Andy, the Eagles were a very middling franchise.
Yeah.
This was nothing. Like, there was very little history, very little greatness.
There's too much connective tissue for you to completely diminish what Andy Reid did for this organization and vice versa. You know, the Chiefs knew what they had when they got Andy Reid, and Andy Reid implemented a plan that started here in Philadelphia, and he basically built on that plan. It was a blueprint that he followed that he built on it. Same thing here.
And you mentioned how you guys are like the prototype, and this is 3.0 or whatever. The whole team is built similarly. The names
have changed.
Right. Even the way they draft defensive ends. I mean, trading for you, but then there's other ones. There's Trent Cole. There's Brandon Graham. Right now, there's Nolan Smith.
It's funny. It's when you talk about from the time that I got here into BG. BG's probably last because Nolan's a little bit different. There are parallels between all three of us, in the similar build. The similar tenacity. Like, there are certain traits that we all share. And it kind of, like, you know, for lack of a better, it kind of started with the great individual that you're sitting here with right now. It kind of started right here.
So, shoot your own horn, Douglas.
Hey. So I tell you, listen, man, BG success, I take pride in that because I feel, because one of the things that I remember when Andy drafted him, he said he kind of reminds me of you. You know, in a sense, and I take great pride in being able to interact with BG, talk to BG like that, and watch his growth as a Philadelphia Eagle. Because let's be honest, he didn't have it easy here early on. You know, a lot of people thought he was a bust. A lot of people thought he didn't live up to the expectations.
Yep.
He got hurt early in his career. He worked his ass off to be the well-respected person that he is now. But a lot of people, let me tell you who haven't forgot where they came from. BG. Because every now and then he will let it be known in the way that he talks there. Well, you know, well, the people are like this, that, or third. He ain't forgot how he was treated when he was here. But now he revels
in
the fact.
He's seen both sides.
Yeah, he's seen. So he understands that. So you know, for me, it's not about jealousy. It's like when you see your kids do well.
You feel happy. You feel pride.
Especially when they do better than you.
Pride. It's pride.
Yeah, it's a pride thing.
You have to credit Hugh Douglas.
There you go, Kyle. You better tell him, hey, to be in this number 7 spot in the midday and to help get these young Thundercats. Hell yeah, I'm blowing my horn. I'm tooting my own horn.
They're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
And they got that free. We got some free chicken down here. That Black Gritty ain't never going to get none of them.
That's why there's a pep in your step. Kyle, did you pick up on this? That Hugh quietly there tried to give himself credit for the.
I gave myself credit.
Of course.
It's
a pat on the back, Hugh.
What I heard there was, if it wasn't for Hugh Douglas, the Eagles wouldn't be here right now.
Hey.
The whole franchise would be in a
Hugh's saying, you're welcome, everybody. Hashtag thank you, Hugh.
I don't know if I'd have went that
for Brandon Graham.
Say all that. But, I mean, yo, it's a parallel.
I mean, so by extension, Hugh made the play on Tom Brady to get us our first Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know.
This is all Hugh.
Saw BG and Hugh. He drafted them, and there you go.
Well, technically, it started with Trent. It was BG, so I'm kind of like the godfather.
The godfather of the Eagles defense.
Yeah.
The guy that said defense doesn't matter is the godfather of the Eagles defense.
Hey, there's a lot of parallels there, man.
Yeah. If only we had longer arms, man.
Yeah, hey, y'all better start listening to me when I've been talking.
What that sounded like to me, that was Hugh's request to get a parade float in a couple weeks from now. That's what I heard there.
You know what?
His own float.
Because it's going to be so bananas in Philadelphia. Listen, I can do this because I'm a radio host. I can speak it into existence. Joe, we're going to have to actually probably stay in the city the night before the parade.
I think we probably are. Otherwise, we're going to have a tough
time
getting in.
Listen, the pregames before that are going to be bananas.
Yes, of course. There's no question. They're going to be wild. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Seth next here on WIP.
Seth.
Yo, what's going on, fam? How you guys doing?
Hey, Seth. What's up, buddy?
I'm chilling. Listen, man, I got to blow up here, man. I am so sick and darn tired of hearing about these dang refs, man. Like, I can't even fathom a world where it's okay to start making excuses before the cleats even touch the damn field. I mean, it is such a lazy and it, like, you know what I'm saying when I say it's a kitty cat way of approaching this whole thing. You know what I mean? You got to take the refs out of the game.
Yeah.
Every time you touch the ball, pay dirt. Don't let them get in the end zone, period. That's how you play. You smack them early, often, let them know where you're coming from. Take a 15-yard penalty in the beginning of the game if you have to. If that means it's putting a clean, hard hit on Patrick Mahomes, means the ref's going to throw a flag because Mahomes gets flags, fair enough. Then take it. You know what? We got to understand that you want to be the best. The best players always get the tough calls. They always get things decide their way. It happened when we had Allen Iverson. He used to get calls all the time. You know why? Because he knew how to draw a foul. You know what I'm saying? These guys know how to play.
It's like it in any sport. It's LeBron. It's Michael. It's Kobe. I mean, it's Mahomes. It's Brady.
Yeah. We're not talking about Angel Hernandez out there as a referee. You know what I mean? Like, this is such BS, man. And as a Philadelphia fan, I got to tell you, man, I am steamed at this. Focus on the game. Focus. You want to be afraid of somebody? Don't be afraid of the Zebras. Be afraid or concerned, I should say, that you're playing Mahomes, Reed, Spagnuolo. Like that's where the problem is. You know what I mean? And if you want to beat them the right way. Put up so many damn points that they can't do anything about it. You know what I mean?
That's the way I feel about it.
Take the refs out of the game. Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, and the other thing, you're saying it, Sarah. Seth, we appreciate the phone call. Like, if they're going to hit, we want them and we need them to hit Mahomes, right? You need to rattle them, hit them, sack them, all that. You know, if you're going to hit him, right? If they're going to call a penalty anyway, don't. The most frustrating penalties I've noticed on Mahomes is when the guy barely touches him and they call it anyway. So if you're near him, get him to the ground.
If you're going to do it, go all the way. What is that, N for a penny, N for a pound?
That's exactly
it. If you're going to do it, do it.
All right, let's get to, we got Marple Mac up here. Let's get to Marple Mac. Marple Mac, everybody? Hey, Marple Mac.
Marple Mac.
It's great. Great talking to you. I've been trying to get on. I appreciate Kyle putting me on. Listen, the ref thing. I told Kyle the same thing. That is a load of crap. Just like they were trying to say against Buffalo, when Josh Allen made that throw, he put that ball right there, and the guy, it was right in his hands, and he dropped it. The ref didn't cause that. We got to move on past that. And also, like I told Kyle, I would be shocked if the Eagles didn't win by less than 10. I don't think it's going to be close. With that
not
defense,
not going to be close. You heard it right there from Marple Mac himself.
Not going to be close. Marple Mac.
No, I don't, because they have a lot more to play for. They don't want records. I mean, I don't know. You two probably don't know this, but the Saints, when they were an expansion team, guess who their first win was against?
Who's the Eagles. That's right.
So, no, he's not. Mahomes is not going to establish no dynasty at the cost of the Eagles when they are hungry, when they've got a great defense, when they're playing the punch-out thing. No. I'm praying specifically for Brandon Graham. I hope he gets in for him to get two strip sacks. And I'm hoping
two
that it's 55
sacks.
To nothing. That's what I want. I wouldn't
nothing.
Be shocked if it was.
Mm. Okay, I like that.
Not at all.
You good, Hugh?
No, I got a question from Marple Mac. Marple, are you still there?
I'm still here.
How you going to send me a package to give to somebody else? How you going to address to me a package?
Well,
and then inside the package, there's a package for Nick Sirianni.
Hang on. Remember about a month or so ago when I made a call, one of you, I think it was Kyle in the station, said, well, why doesn't he send the package here to the station? So I did.
So why'd you send it to me, though?
Kind of.
I sent it to you because, like Kyle had said, you know,
that's
I
right.
might be sick. Kyle,
so
I'm
Kyle,
not,
but, Kyle but I'm made not, you do it.
This is Kyle's fault.
So, Kyle.
But no, I'm not.
What?
I know you guys are about entertainment, but I'm serious about
Wait
this. Look, I've been trying to get about it, and Kyle, in all seriousness, said, well, maybe Marple Mack thinks that you're a conduit to get something to the players.
That's right.
So that's why I did it.
So, wait a minute.
Hugh, you have the connections. I thought I was hooking Mack up.
So, basically, Kyle knew all of this, right? Because, Marple, I've been talking bad. That package for number one, that package still sitting in the studio. And I've been talking bad about you. I couldn't wait for you to call in so I could talk about this.
Mark, we appreciate it.
And then now come to find out Kyle was
well,
the
orchestrator
of all
this? Well, no. Hold on. If you were paying attention, we did this over the air. I said this to Mac.
See, I tried to put it back on me.
It's a fair point. I mean, you might have checked out for that minute.
When do I ever check in when he's talking? So you have him send a package to me like I'm gonna give it to Nick Sirianni?
Yes.
Who do I look like?
You're Hugh. You're an Eagles Hall of
Marple
Famer.
Max mail handler.
Yes.
No.
You are Eagles Hall of Famer Hugh Douglas. I thought that maybe you had the inside track to send a package to the coach.
He sent me a package a box.
To be clear, you did not deliver this.
Hells no.
To
that
Nick
package.
Sirianni?
Do you see that package? That is Kyle. If you look across your glass, and if you look out and look down, that package should still be sitting there. Been sitting there for the last.
No, it is. But like, well, look. I don't want to open Nick Sirianni's mail.
I'm a grown ass man. I'm not sending no messages for another grown.
Yeah, grown ass men can do nice things for others.
No. So not when it's like that, no.
Two very important things just hit me.
Okay.
Number one, if the Eagles lose, it's on you and Marple Mack.
See,
I agree.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
Marple Mack then lost his mind thinking I'm going to deliver his package.
Now, if we're crediting you for Brandon Graham's strip sack, then you're getting blamed for losing this one.
You can't have both.
I mean, it sounds like that's how it works, Philly math works. But not in this question, not in this situation, no.
Did you say Philly math?
Philly math.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means that we move the line and we move the math equations around quite a bit. Move quite a bit around in Philadelphia. I mean,
I'm taking that sack back away from Patrick Ramsey.
Sorry, Hugh.
That was ridiculous.
I'm just saying. It's the reality that I live in.
Second thing I've noticed 2 days in Radio Row and listening to a little bit of Ike Spike and Fritz yesterday, anytime we go somewhere with other people, do you ever look up how loud we are compared to everyone else?
Yes. I noticed that,
Kyle,
today.
Kyle, we're yelling.
Everybody's looking at us.
Everyone else is doing their shows at their tables, just having normal conversations.
And we're yelling.
We're animated, yelling at Marple Mack. And I know I looked up like 10 minutes ago. I was like, everyone's looking at us.
As I yell across the room, ain't nobody going to say nothing to us either.
Well, that just tells me that we're the one station down there that cares.
Well, we're the one that's moving
the
needle.
Yeah, that's,
well, there are some Kansas City stations. I'm not sure how much they
care. You've heard about how they're talking. They're already talking about what this game means for their legacy after they win.
Well, they were not thrilled this morning when I went on there and I told them they're getting blown out.
No, they're just going through the motions.
We are loud and boisterous.
We're throwing elbows down there.
No, listen.
That's exactly it.
We are in the Odyssey cluster, but we are the family members that come to the barbecue.
Yep.
And we go straight to the – we cut the line. We're talking the loudest.
We took all of the sides, and they're gone.
We took the sides, and we just sitting back. We went straight to the good liquor.
Yeah.
We did not pass.
And they can't believe the good liquor's gone already. We just got here.
Damn, they had to come. Those Kent folks had to come from up north.
they invited
they
them again.
How, and they're loud, and they don't know how to act. Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Cameron is up.
Hey, what's up, Cameron? Going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I don't think the refs are going to play a factor. We need to play disciplined football, no turnovers. I love the caller who just called in that said we control our own destiny. It couldn't be truer. I'm very confident. Let our defense play like the number one defense they've been playing like all year, okay? Mahomes is a human being. He's not perfect. He's not a machine. People may think he is. But I think our defense needs to make him uncomfortable.
Yep. He's a man, not a machine.
He ain't no machine.
Yeah, it's like the Drago thing. That is it.
No,
it's all right. It happens. All right. All right, Cameron, we appreciate the phone call, Cameron. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas. The referee stuff. Is it overblown? Do you believe the refs are against the Eagles on Sunday?
No, I do not.
I don't either. And I think it's that we've gone so overboard with this. It's insane. Like, will the refs make a call on Sunday that you might disagree with? Sure, it's football. It happens every week. But if the Eagles play their best football, they'll win. Like, enough. It's like we're already setting up the excuses. And to go back to 2 years ago, Bradbury held. He admitted he held.
Yeah.
We saw him hold.
And people still didn't want to hear that.
I mean, I know they were letting him play that night. But, guys, we have to be able to say this isn't why the Chiefs are where they are. And let's knock them off. Let's become Super Bowl champions. And then we'll move off to all the Chiefs stuff and all this ref stuff. Kyle, where do you come down? Are the refs going to be against the Eagles on Sunday?
No, and I think if you think so and you're sitting here talking about on Monday that the refs did this, the refs did that, no matter what happens in the game, you're a loser and a moron. I mean, the refs are not favoring one team in a game. The Chiefs just happen to be a pretty damn good team. I mean, they did just win back-to-back Super Bowls and then 15 games this season and are now going for a three-peat. Like, there's a reason the Chiefs probably get more calls their way. It's because they're a good team. They're a well-coached team. They're a more disciplined team. And I just think it just so happens that a lot of fan bases are on the losing side and get a chance to blame officiating and throw them onto the bus. And that's where this perception's come from. So I'm tired of the referee nonsense. If you're blaming the refs on Monday, you're a loser.
No more.
I like the official, you're a moron.
Yeah, if you want to be a moron, be a moron. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there who aren't morons who actually do feel this way. So we want to hear from you. Either way, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop up. We're live today, Radio Row here in New Orleans. Do you believe the refs are going to be against Eagles on Sunday? I don't believe so. Your phone call is coming up. And we'll let you hear the latest Joe Conklin song about our trip to New Orleans. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back, and this time, it's every Manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden-death field goal showdown. Peyton versus Eli. Live from New Orleans. One kick to claim ultimate family bragging rights. Who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner in the FanDuel app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you back the right brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick. And don't forget to tune in and watch the showdown live during the Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox, 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.